Good morning.
早上好。
It's good to be with you this morning.
我很高兴能跟大家在一起。
Trust that you have been worshiping the Lord already.
我相信我们已经开始敬拜神了。
And I appreciated the one song that was sung because it goes to the message this morning.
我特别喜欢今天唱的一首圣诗，因为它跟我今天的信息是符合的。
I had just said to my wife yesterday, maybe you could sing.People need the Lord.
昨天我就跟我太太说，也许你可以带着大家唱这首圣诗，人们需要主，就是我们今天所唱的其中一首。
She said, well, it would have to be translated and we don't have time.
我太太说，我要唱的话肯定唱英文，还得需要人翻译，我们可能没时间呢。
And then you sang it together this morning.
然后今天早上我们的诗歌里就有这样一首，人们需要主，所以我很感谢。
And it is so true, all around us, there are people who need Jesus. Amen.
我们的的确确，我们周围都有这样很多很多的人，他们都需要主，是不是这样子？
In Mark's Gospel, chapter 9,
在马可福音第九章。
This chapter begins, of course, with Jesus with three disciples on a mountain.
马可福音第九章是讲到登山变相，耶稣带着他的三个使徒跟他一起上山。
They are having a great worship time.
他们在山上一起敬拜神。
Jesus' clothes literally light up and start radiating a divine presence.
我们看到耶稣的衣服洁白而且放光，就像是地上衣服发亮，让他觉得整个人都是在发亮。
Moses and Elijah suddenly appear and began talking to Jesus.
然后摩西和以利亚突然出现，开始跟耶稣讲话。
Peter, James, and John are just.Standing in amazement, and they can't say anything. They're so in awe.
这三个门徒是彼得、雅各和约翰，他们当时是完完全全的被惊，看着是非常吃惊，所以他们在敬畏之中都说不出话来。
And when Peter finally can speak, he says these words, "Master, it is good for us to be here."
彼得最后终于能说出话来了，他说：“主啊，我们在这里真好。”
It is always good to be in the presence of Jesus. Amen.
跟主在一起的时候总是很好，是不是？
And then to add in Moses and Elijah.
而且主在的身边还有两位伟大的先知，摩西和以利亚。
It is a wonderful time.
这实在是很美好的时间。
But then God suddenly appears in a cloud and he speaks.
然后神在云彩里出现，他开始说话了。
And he says something that is very interesting to me.
神所说的话让我觉得很有意思。
He says, "This is my son. Listen to him."
神说这是我的爱子，听他。
God could have said a lot of things at that moment, but he chose to tell the disciples to listen to Jesus.
神在这个时刻他可以说很多话，为什么他就说了这一句呢？让他的门徒们要听主说话。
You see, Jesus has only a few days left.Before he goes to the cross.
我们知道在这个时候耶稣实际上离他上十字架已经没有几天了。
He only has a few hours to unburden his heart.
他在山上他只有几个小时的时间向神来倾吐他心中的负担。
What he has to say in these last moments is very important.
在他生命的最后的这一段时刻他讲的话应该是很重要很重要的。
He's been with the disciples for almost 3 years, and that ministry is coming to a close.
耶稣和他的门徒们一起度过了三年的时间，现在他的就在地上的这个传道的时间要结束了。
And God really wants these disciples to get what Jesus says, to listen to him.
神这时候特别希望他的门徒们能够听耶稣，能够听懂他话里的意思。
Now let's leave the mountain and let's go down into the streets of the city.
然后我们现在离开这个山上，然后到这个城里去看一看。
There in the streets of the city, the other disciples, they're having a very difficult day.
我们在那天，在这个城里的街道上，耶稣别的门徒有一段很困难的时间。
A father has brought his son to them who has a demon, and they cannot cast this demon out.
我们看到这第九章里说到这样一个故事，一个爸爸带着他的孩子。到这些门徒中间，这个孩子被鬼附了，可是门徒赶不出这个鬼。
But then Jesus appears into the midst, and he delivers this boy.
然后耶稣来到他们中间，他救了这个孩子，赶出了鬼。
And then Jesus and his disciples continue on their journey to Capernaum.
然后耶稣跟他的门徒们就一起继续往加百农去。
And when they get to the house where they're going to rest from their journey,
他们要准备休息的那个房子,
Jesus asked his disciples a question.
耶稣就问他的门徒一个问题。
He said, what were you arguing about while we were walking in the way?
耶稣说我们在路上走的时候你们在讨论的是什么呢?
The Bible implies that they were embarrassed and they kept silent.
这圣经上是写的暗示是说这门徒们觉得很尴尬他们就不吭声不说话。
But Jesus knew what they were talking about.
但是耶稣知道他们在路上讨论着些什么。
Jesus knew that they had been arguing about who was the greatest in the kingdom of God.
耶稣知道他们在路上谈论的就是在以后神的国度里谁是最大的。
They were arguing about who was going to get the best position.
他们所讨论的是以后谁会坐最高的位置,最好的位置。
Who would have the seat of power and authority?
谁会有权柄。
Jesus does something very interesting at this moment.
这时候耶稣做的一件事情很有趣。
He calls a little child to himself.
他叫了一个小孩子过来。
And he takes that child onto his lap.
然后他把孩子抱起来,抱在腿上。
And as he's holding the little child, he said, this is what my kingdom is all about.
他抱着这个孩子,他说,我的国度就是这样的。
He who receives this child receives me.
凡为我的名接待这个小孩子就是接待我。
And he says to his disciples, if you're going to be great in my kingdom,
他又对他的门徒说,如果你们要想在我的国度里想要做最大的,
then you must become a servant to all.
你就必须成为众人的仆人。
The first must be willing to become last.
第一的,首先的,要愿意做最后的,末后的。
But before he's through speaking, remember, God told John, listen, he has something important to say.
我们记得在山上神对他的门徒说,听他,听耶稣讲话。
But before Jesus gets through speaking about this little child,
耶稣在完成他的关于这个孩子的说的这段话之前,
we're still in Mark chapter 9, you can follow along.
我们还在马可福音的第九章, 所以大家可以翻到马可福音看这段故事。
You remember, John interrupts him and says, oh, while we were walking here, we saw a man.
你记得吗? 耶稣在还说到这个关于小孩子的这段话的时候, 约翰打断了耶稣, 他说了一段, 他说, 夫子, 你记得吗? 我们路上看到有一个人。
And this man was casting out demons in your name.
这个人奉你的名在赶鬼。
And we stopped him.
我们就制止了他。
And Jesus was so disappointed.
耶稣很失望。
He said, no, do not forbid him.
他说不要制止他, 为什么要这么做呢?
And I've thought about this man.
我也在想这个人。
It must have been an embarrassment to the disciples.
我想这门徒为什么制止他呢? 也许门徒觉得很尴尬。
They could not cast out one demon.
因为他们赶不出鬼, 刚才那个孩子的父亲带着孩子过来, 他们赶不住那个鬼。
But this stranger was casting out many demons.
但是这个人, 他们不认识的这个陌生人, 可以赶出很多鬼来。
And he didn't belong to the group.
而这个人又不是耶稣周围带的这些门徒中的一员。
And Jesus said, no, that my kingdom's not about little cliques and groups and position and power.
耶稣说,我的国度不是关于权力,不是关于这些是不是跟我们能够合得来的这些人的。
My kingdom's about serving with love in my name.
我的国度是关于用奉我的名以爱来服侍。
And if this man is for us, leave him alone, he's on our side.
如果他是来帮助我们的,他不抵挡我们,他就是帮助我们的,就不要去制止他。
Then Jesus gets to our text, Mark chapter 9, verse 41.
然后耶稣就说到了我们今天要的重点经节,马可福音的第九章,第41节。
Matthew implies that he's still holding the little child.
马太福音的第十章也讲到同样的故事,十章42节的。他马太福音之中,在耶稣说这段话的时候,还是抱着这个小孩子。
And he wants his disciples to understand what his kingdom is all about.
他想要他的门徒理解神的国度到底意味着什么。
And he says, whoever gives you a cup of water to drink in my name because you belong to Christ, assuredly I say to you, he will by no means lose his reward.
他说无论何人因为门徒的名只把一杯凉水给这小子里的一个喝,我实在告诉你们,这人不能不得赏赐。
Jesus explains our mission.
耶稣就解释了我们的服事的意义。
As his followers, this is what we are supposed to do.
作为耶稣的门徒, 这就是我们应该做的事。
We're supposed to serve one another in love.
我们要以爱彼此服侍。
And Matthew says, if you give this little child a cup of water,
马太说，如果你只是给这个小孩子一杯凉水，
you will be rewarded.
你也不能不得赏赐。
Mark says, if someone gives you as a disciple a cup of water, they'll not lose the reward.
马可福音之中说，如果凡因为你们是属基督，给你们一杯水喝的，他们也不能不得赏赐。
So Jesus gives us a pattern for ministry.
所以耶稣给了我们一个服侍的模式。
And he gives us, first of all, in this simple verse, he shares with us an urgent need, an urgent need.
在 这个简单的一个经句里面，他跟我们分享的是，我们每个人都有一个迫切的需要。
And that urgent need is simply, people are thirsty. People are thirsty.
这个迫切的需要就是很简单，我们都很渴。
Thirst is one of the most basic needs that we have.
我们人作为人，我们最大的一个渴慕，我们常常会渴。
I'm not sure which direction this thing is going, but I keep going back. I'm pushing the down one and it's not working. Let's see if I can get it.
这个好像
There we go.
Yeah.
Thirst.
渴。我们常常会感到口渴，我们都需要水。
People have needs. We have needs.
我们有需要。
And we're to serve.One another in meeting those needs.
我们在彼此服侍的时候就应该去满足别人的需要。
Thirsty.
渴。
Jesus says there are people all around us that are thirsty.
耶稣说我们周围的很多人都觉得渴，口渴。
They're hungry.
他们也饥饿。
They're hurting.
而且他们觉得受伤。
They're broken.
他们心里也被他们心都是破碎的。
And we have the words of life, amen?
我们有生命的道，是不是这样？
Jesus wants us to share those words of life.
耶稣想要我们把我们生命的道跟他们分享。
Jesus not only identifies an urgent need, people are thirsty.
耶稣不只是指出这一点，我们人都有这个迫切的需要，他们都会渴。
But Jesus talks about an abundant resource.
耶稣也讲到他在他那里有丰富的资源。
Water is the most available and accessible resource.Known to man.
对人来说，水是最重要的资源之一。
An abundant resource.
是一个丰富的资源。
Jesus compares the desire for spiritual knowledge.
耶稣在用这个水来比较，在作为我们在属灵上的需要，就像好像这个源头就像这个水一样。
A hunger for God or desire for God to that of being thirsty.
我们对神的话语的渴慕，就好像我们的口渴的时候想要喝水一样。
John chapter 4, remember Jesus with the woman at the well.
记得吗？在约翰福音第四章里有个故事，就是耶稣和井边的女人。
He talks about giving her water.
他告诉那女人，我要给你水喝。
And he said, if you drink of the water I give you, you'll never thirst again.
耶稣告诉井旁的女人，这个水你喝了会永远不渴。
If you drink this earthly water from this well, you'll thirst again. But if you drink of the living water from the living fountain,
他说，如果你喝这个井里打出来的水，你还会口渴；但是如果你喝了我给你的生命的水，你就永远不渴。
You will never thirst again.
你会永远不再渴。
And then in Matthew chapter 5, verse 6.
然后马太福音的第五章第六节。
If you hunger and thirst after righteousness,
如果你是饥渴慕义的。
You shall be filled.
你就会得到满足。
So people are thirsty all around us.
我们周围的人都会有饥渴的时候。
And we have water to give.
我们手中是有活水可以给他们的。
Church, you have something to give.
我们的教会，我们有东西可以跟别人分享的。
You have received grace.
你们已经得到了恩典。
You should be givers of grace.
你们应当分享这个恩典。
You have received the blessings of Christ.
你们已经得到了基督的祝福。
Then you need to share him, share Jesus with everyone around you.
跟周围所有的人来分享耶稣，分享他的祝福。
If you saw someone who was thirsty, you would give them water.
如果你看到有人口渴，你会给他一杯水。
If you see someone who needs Jesus, should you not give them Jesus also?
如果你看到周围有人需要耶稣，那你难道不该把耶稣跟他分享吗？
An abundant resource.
耶稣是我们，他给我们这样丰富的一个资源，水。
But then Jesus talks about a simple act.
然后耶稣又讲到第三步，就是一个简单的一个行为。
A simple act of giving.
一个,
of giving.
就是一个分享, 给出去。
Jesus says if you give a cup of water.
耶稣说如果你愿意给出一杯凉水。
Now, Jesus could have said, sing a song.
耶稣可以说你可以给他唱一首歌。
Preach a sermon.
你给他讲一篇道。
All of those are great. All of those are important.
那些也很重要, 也很好。
He could have even said, give money.
耶稣甚至也可以说你给他们捐钱嘛。
He could have named a number of things that we should do.
耶稣可以告诉我们可以做很多事情。
But many of us would have found an excuse to not give.
但是我们中间的很多人可能会给自己找理由给不出去。
We could say, oh, I don't have much money or I can't give it.
你可以说我本来也没多少钱，所以我没法去捐款。
I'm not a preacher, so we'll let Pastor Daniel do the preaching.
或者我也不是牧师，所以我没法给他们讲道。
I can't sing, so we'll let someone else sing.
我也不会唱歌，所以还是让别人给他们唱歌吧。No,
Jesus said, just give a cup of water.
但是耶稣说只要给一杯水。That
means all of us can get involved in ministry.
那就意味着我们所有的人，每一个人都可以在耶稣的服事上有份。
Try to meet the need, whatever it is.
我们去帮助别人来得到，让他们满足他们的需要，不管这个需要是什么。People
need the Lord.
人们需要主。People
are thirsty.
人们是感到饥渴。They're
broken.
他们心里头破碎了。They're
bound by sin.
他们被在罪的束缚之下。They
made wrong choices.
他们也做了一些错误的选择。And
we're called not to mock them or accuse them.
神呼召我们不是去嘲笑他们，去定他们的罪。
But we're called to help them.
神呼召我们去帮助他们。And
Jesus is asking you, and he's asking me.
耶稣在跟你说，在跟我说。
To give them water.
给他们一杯水。
To give them the living water.
给他们生命的活水。
So they'll never thirst again.
所以他们喝了以后就永远不再渴。
Will you give?
你愿意给予吗？
So someone can live?
这样的话, 让这个人能够活下去, 你愿意给出这杯水吗?
Sometimes it's the difference between life and death.
有时候你跟他说的几句话, 跟他的分享, 也许是关乎生死的大事。
Just one cup of water.
只是一杯水而已。
And sometimes it's the difference of eternal life or eternal death.
有时候就这一杯水, 可以是生和死, 可以是 永远的生，永远的死的区别。
And God wants us to tell them about Jesus.
神想要我们告诉你周围的朋友，告诉你周围的人关于耶稣的事。
We've identified a great need this morning.
今天早上我们已经谈到一个很大很大的需求。
People are thirsty and they're reaching for the life-giving water.
人们都觉得口渴，他们去伸手去要那杯可以给他们生命永恒的生命的水。
You don't have to go overseas to find thirsty people.
你不需要到海外去发现那些需要喝水的人。
Dr. Leo, they're right here all around us. Amen.
这些人实际上就在我们的周围。
They're people who are thirsty.
我们周围的人就有很多人口渴。
Who need Jesus.
他们需要耶稣。
But not only should we be concerned about this community.
我们不只是要关心我们周围我们的社区。
Your Jerusalem.
我们就是耶路撒冷。
But he said, go to Samaria also, that is the neighboring communities.
但是耶稣说还要去撒玛利亚，撒玛利亚就意味着我们周围的这些社区。
And to the uttermost parts of the world.
而且耶稣说要直到地极。
That's the commission of the church of followers of Jesus Christ.
这是耶稣给我们的大使命。
So what is our response?
那意味着什么呢?
People are dying because they do not have life-giving water.
因为人们没有这个赐他们永生的水，他们在死去。
So we must respond.
我们必须要对他们有所回应。
And for over the last 36 years,
在过去的36年,
HIM, Hope International Missions,
HIM, 也就是 Hope Sound那边的希望国际事工,
has been responding to the commission, the call of God,
他们对神的大使命做出了回应,
to give out life-giving water.
他们把生命的活水与人分享。
We first went into Taiwan in 1978.
我们在1978年就去了台湾。
And we have a wonderful godly heritage that a foundation that's been laid in that country.
我们在台湾已经建立了很好的一个根基，属灵的根基。
And you have been a very important part of that work.
我们的教会在那这部分的工作施工上做了很大的贡献。
It's very obvious, it's very noticeable that in Taiwan, people need the Lord.
我们在台湾看到人们真是需要主。
They tell us that Taiwan is one of the most idolatrous nations in the world.
我们知道台湾实际上是属于偶像崇拜最风行最盛的一个地区。
This lake surrounded by temples is just a walk away, just a few blocks away from where our church, the HIM Education Center is in Taiwan.
我们在台湾的希望国际施工的办公室周围有这么一个湖，但这个湖边全都是庙宇环绕。
And they tell us that in Taipei, the capital city,
在台湾首都台北
that there's a temple on every block of that city.
那条街区几乎是每一个街区都有一个庙。
Would you agree this morning with me that people need the Lord in Taiwan?
大家是不是同意我的说法，在台湾人们需要主？
We've just scratched the surface, so to speak. We're just getting beyond the first layer.
我们尽管从1978年就在那里开始做我们的施工，但是实际上只是把表面刮了刮而已，没有触到它的深处。
I stood in the temple and watched this young man pray to a room filled with gods.
那天我也在一个庙里，我看到这个年轻的女子在对整个一屋子的这些偶像在祷告。
He held two pieces of wood in his hand.
他手里拿着两块木头。
In the shape of the moon.
这个木头的形状是大概是月亮的形状。
And on one side was yin and on the other side yang.
我们知道是阴阳那个八卦图可能是。
And those two pieces he would shake together like dice and throw them on the floor.
他就拿着这两块阴阳这个木头在手里抖抖抖，然后把地上一扔。
And if they both said yes or were positive, then he got his answer.
如果这两个阳都对着上面，那他就得到他的祷告就得到回应。
But if he didn't like the answer, he could do the best out of ten.
如果他不喜欢这个结果，他就可以拿起来再手里再甩甩甩再甩出去。
And my heart broke.
我看到这个情形真的心都碎了。
Aren't you glad life is not up to a game of chance, the roll of the dice, but rather we have a God who lives?
我们真的是很幸运，我们有一个又真又活的神，而不像这些人，他们就依靠手里的两块木头，就随机组合的结果来决定自己的命运。
And he wants us to call those people to turn from idols to serve the living God.
我们的主希望我们能够告诉这些人们从这些偶像崇拜中转向去崇拜真正的又真又活的神。
And Jesus is saying to us this morning,
今天早上耶稣就在对我们这样说。
You give them the water.
你给他们这杯水。
They're thirsty.
他们真的是口渴。
And then there's that great nation of China.
我们又看到中国的需要。
The third largest landmass of any nation.
中国是世界上第三大国。
The most populous nation on the face of the world.
而且是世上人口最多的一个国家。
Almost 1.4 billion people.
现在大概是14亿人。
Vast country.
很大的国家。
Teeming cities.
而且是很
full of people.
这些大城市都是人山人海。
And then if you were to go to India.
如果你去印度。
Just add one more country.
我们再想一想，如果去印度的话。
Almost 1.3 billion people.
印度大概是13亿人口。
And then you put those two countries together and you have almost 36-37% of the world's population live in two countries.
如果中国的和印度的人口加起来大概是全世界人口的 36-37%.
And the amazing story about China is that God is at work in China.
但是现在关于中国让人我们感到很振奋的一个故事就是神在中国工作。
Thousands are coming to Christ daily.
每天都有成千上万的人走向基督，认识基督。
But this presents us with a great challenge and also an opportunity.
这也给我们一个很大的一个机会，同时也是一个挑战。
Imagine being a Christian.
想象一下，我们是基督徒。
And you don't have a Bible.
但是我们没有圣经。
You have no books.
你也没有关于圣经的书。
No study material.
你也没有任何学习材料。
Nothing.
你手头什么都没有。
And then they tell us that half the world's 2 billion Christians.
我们也知道说世上大概有20亿的基督徒。
are led by pastors who have had less than 2 weeks of formal Bible training.
这二十个基督徒，他们所跟从的牧师只受过两个星期左右的正式的训练。
And this last statistic alarms me.
而且最后的这个资料，这个数字，统计数字真的让我吃惊。
If you do not disciple the new convert,
如果你不去对新的刚刚认识主的人做门徒训练
，within 1 year，
在一年之内对他们做训练的话。
98% of them go back to their old ways.
他们中间98%的人又会回到跟从前一样了。
Because they don't have the Bible and they don't have truth and they're not being discipled.
因为他们没有圣经，他们也没有任何的资源去让他们跟从主。
A house church pastor was asked, "What is your greatest need in China?"
曾经有一个家庭教会的牧师被人问到这个问题，在中国今天最大的需要是什么
？He said, "Many people are getting saved."
他说很多人都得救了。
But he said, because we do not have any Bibles and the truth and in literature and training, many false cults are popping up everywhere, are growing.
他说尽管很多人得救了，但是因为我们没有关于圣经的资源，没有圣经，他们没有得到正式的训练，这样好些人又可以回转去崇拜偶像去了。
So send us teachers, send us people who will disciple.
所以我们应该对这些门徒对这些老师教导圣经的这些牧师们
well,
给他们送这杯活水
What is our response?
我们的回应是什么呢
For over 36 years I mentioned Hope International has been in Asia
我们希望国际施工在亚洲的施工已经进行了36年了
Began our work in 1978
我们是从1978年开始
With the Peltons And the Palms.
哦，这最早的是 Palton 跟 Palm family. 我们知道 Dr. Palm.
Your own sister, Dr. Connie Palm, and her husband.
我们所爱的 Dr. Palm 就是和他的先生，就是在台湾开始宣教，1978年开始。
There are the Peltons.
这是 Peltons 的家庭。
The main form of transportation back then.
就是他们当年最重要的交通工具就是自行车。
And there is Sister Palm.And Dr. Palm,
然后这就是 Dr. Palm 跟他的先生。
They laid a solid foundation of ministry.
他们在那里为我们的施工打下了坚实的基础。
Then here's a special couple with us this morning, the Frenches. We're glad to have them visiting with you this morning.
就今天早上这边我们有 Dr. French 跟他的太太，他们夫妻俩也是在台湾做宣教，做过宣教施工的，照片里就有他们。
They visited the Palms in Taiwan, and I found out this morning that is Sister French's mother, Sister Mrs. Ellenberg.
而且这个照片上还有这个French 姐妹的妈妈。
And then beside her is Barbara Decker.
还有Barbara Decker 姐妹。
These that have gone before, do you recognize this family?
大家看认不认识这一家？这就是我们牧师师母
Jennifer and James and Daniel and Dorothy
和他们的孩子雅各跟雅珍
So your own pastor and family
和他的家人
helped sow and plant in Taiwan
也帮着在台湾做播种和施工施肥浇土松土的工作
Where's Pastor Daniel? He had black hair then, so
我们看到牧师那时候头发还是乌黑的呢
Yes.And then, of course, Sister Swartz and Sister
Shee. 我们的妈咪。
I think you all celebrated 20 years, right? Sister Swartz, is it over 20, almost 20? Over 20 years of ministering in Asia.
妈咪跟师母在亚洲的施工实际上已经都做了超过20年了。
Preparing radio broadcasts.
他们做广播。
Teaching adults and children and discipling them.
做培训的工作。
And then here's a character up in the corner there.
我们也看到这个照片上，这是
Dr. Wingham is also with us this morning. Thank you for being here. And he spent time with his family.
对他们，这又是一个家庭，他们一起在台湾做过宣教的施工。你看是受洗。
I don't know why they didn't give Pastor Daniel a guitar also.
还弹着吉他唱歌呢。我这 Dr.Black 说他不知道为什么咱们牧师没拿吉他，我估计牧师大概不会弹吉他吧。
As Pastor Halter and Elliot, they are baptizing.
啊，这是一位牧师在给他们在给施洗。
So the work has been laid. And foundation has been laid, and it's a solid foundation of work in Taiwan and China. But we must continue. The harvest is ripe and ready.
这基础已经打下了，但是我们这个工作必须要继续下去。这因为是收割的时刻到了。
Today, because of their efforts combined with your ministry, your investment, there is an established church in Zhongli.
在中立这个教会，就是在这个希望国际施工和我们这些教会的共同的支持下建立的一个教会。
Brother Halter is no longer the pastor. He's trained two young Taiwanese men, and their families now are pastoring that church.
他这个希望国际施工的牧师已经在那里训练了两个当地的牧师，他们跟他们的家庭在领会。
We also have the church in Zoing.
我们也在，这是哪里
？Zoing.
左营也建立了一个教会。
And then we have the church in Kaohsiung.
我们在高雄也有这我们建立的教会。
And God is using these churches
神在用这些教会
to give out living water.
在跟周围的人去分享生命的活水。
And then into China.
让我们再看看中国大陆。
I won't spend a lot of time here.
我在这边不会花很多时间。
I think Sister Dorothy probably already brought an update about their recent trip.
我相信妈咪跟师母最近已经把他们这个最近去中国的这趟旅程已经跟大家分享了。
But people are being saved.
人们在得救。
People are being discipled.
而且人们很多人被训练做门徒。
The gospel is going forth.
神的福音在广传。
And now China is sending out missionaries.
现在中国已经朝世界各地在派遣宣教士了。
And most of you have your roots there.
我们中间的很多人，我们的根都是在中国的。
In Asia.
而且也是在亚洲。
And God has raised you up here to give out life-giving water.
神让你们到这里来，是为了让你们能够分享生命的活水。
And you continue to bless the missionaries who go.
我们也要继续的来支持去被派遣出去的宣教士们。
So I just want to take a moment this morning to say thank you.
我今天特别想要跟大家说，谢谢你们。
Thank you for supporting your pastor and his wife.
谢谢你们来支持牧师和师母。
To not only minister here but around the world.
他们不只是在这个教会里服侍，他们在世界各地都在服侍。
For supporting Sister Swartz.
我也特别感谢大家来支持我们的妈咪。
And then, of course, Dr. McElwain. You know Dr. McElwain.
我们当然知道我们的圣经教师 Dr. McElwain。
I think up in the corner, one of you are interpreting there in China for Dr. McElwain.
我想是不是洪俊是不是洪俊弟兄在给 Dr. McElwain 翻译呢？因为那是在国内的一次布道的时候。
So,
叶毅 yeah. 啊，上面那张是叶毅弟兄。
So even when you go and help interpret, you're serving, you're giving out cups of water.
你跟着 Dr. McElwain 去给他做翻译，也是在帮着跟 Dr. McElwain 一起同工，把这个生命的活水分享给众人。
And then two or three years ago, you gave one of your own.
两三年之前，我们教会派遣了我们自己的宣教士
Chris and Crystal.
这就是齐勇弟兄跟冯金姐妹
And today they are on the front lines.
今天他们在前线战斗呢
Giving out cups of water in Jesus' name.
他们以奉主的名给人们送去生命的活水
Sharing the word of God.
他们来分享神的话语
And lives are being transformed.
他们改变了人们的生命。
Thank you for being a part of God's kingdom work.
我感谢每一个人，你们是神的国度的一部分。
But it's no time to stop.
但是我们不能就停在这里而已。
The work must go on.
这个工作必须要继续下去。
And there are growing opportunities.
我们的这些机会也是越来越多。
The summer and spring and fall trips.
我们在春夏秋都可以出去。
From your family here.
我们的教会家庭都可以有机会出去宣教。
Christina and I leave on July the 5th.
我太太跟我在7月4号就要离开了。
We're taking two Hope Sound Bible College students with us.
我们带着两个Hope Sound 的圣经学校的学生跟我们一起去。
They will be helping in English camps in Taiwan.
他们会帮助我们在台湾建立英文的夏令营。
Last year they ministered to over 500 children.
去年他们曾经接触了超过500个孩子。
Past years, they've ministered up over thousands of children have been ministered to through these English camps.
通过办英文的夏令营，这些年来他们已经就接触了几千个孩子了。
And what convicted me was some of those children are hearing about Jesus for the very first time.
对我来说，让我觉得这个工作很有意义的就在于，很多孩子是通过这个英文夏令营才第一次听到耶稣的名字。
Now, as the church has grown and is becoming established in Taiwan, we're seeing a great need in Taiwan to disciple and train leaders to pastor their own churches.
台湾越来越多的教会被建立起来，但是我们感到一个很大的需要，就是我们需要训练合格的牧师来领导这样的教会。
We're trying to work with the three churches that are there so we can begin to plant other churches.
我们现在跟台湾那边有三个教会建立联系，希望能够帮助他们训练新的牧师来领导，来去别的小教会牧会。
To do that, we need discipleship material.
我们这样做的话，需要门徒训练的教材。
And of course, into China, that's what Sister Swartz and Sister Xi, that's what they do. They're in there.Counseling and discipling new believers.
在中国大陆更是有这样的需要，妈咪跟师母一直都在做这个培训辅导的工作。
As well as seeing others come to Christ.
他们当然也更也在做传播福音，引导人认识主的工作。
So there's a continual need to translate Bible study material into Chinese.
所以把英文的这些辅导资料翻成中文也是一个很大的需要。
And we're about out of time this morning to continue to talk about the future.
我们当然有很多事情可以说，但是今天早上我们时间恐怕已经差不多到了。
I just want to ask you this morning.
我只是想问问大家。
Are will you continue to give cups of water in Jesus' name?
我们是不是愿意奉主的名给出这一杯活水？
When you put a dollar in the offering plate.
当你把在这个奉献袋里面放入一块钱。
It becomes a cup of water in Jesus' name.
以主的名，这一块钱就可以变成一杯水。
When you kneel and pray in your home,
当你在自己的家里跪下祷告的时候，
when you pray for this church and when you pray for the mission work,
当你为这个教会祷告，为我们教会的所要接触的事工祷告，
you become that hand that's giving a cup of water in Jesus' name.
你就成为那只手，那只给出去这杯生命活水的手。
When you go to your next door neighbor and knock on his door and share Jesus with him, you're giving a cup of water.
当你去敲你邻居的门，跟他讲耶稣，传讲耶稣的福音的时候，你就已经在奉主的名给了他一杯水。
When you bring your friends to church so they can hear about Jesus and be discipled, you're giving cups of water.
当你把朋友带到教会，让他们听到主的福音，成为主的门徒，你就给出了这杯生命的活水。
And when you send Chris and Crystal,Zhao, you are sending people who are giving cups of water in Jesus' name.
当你看到齐勇跟冯金，看到他们所接触的人，你支持他们的工作，就是给出了这杯生命的活水。
Church, thank you for giving.
谢谢我们的教会，谢谢你们愿意给予。
But I really don't need to thank you.
但是我不需要去谢谢你们。
Because there's a promise in Mark chapter 9, verse 41, in closing.
因为在马可福音、马太福音中，主都提到。
Jesus said, if you give just a cup of water,
耶稣说你只是给出一杯凉水
you'll have your reward,
你就会得到赏赐
because you belong to me, Jesus said.
耶稣说因为你们属我
So it's not about who has the greatest position.
所以谁是在最高的位置最重要的位置根本就不重要
Jesus doesn't want us just to enjoy the glory of the mountain.
耶稣不想让我们仅仅去享受在登高山上的这种荣耀。
He doesn't want us just to enjoy, and it's good to enjoy great worship, right? Together.
他希望我们不仅仅是去享受跟主同在的这种喜乐，跟崇拜主的这种喜乐而已。
Then he wants us to leave this mount of blessings.
主希望我们离开这个祝福的高山。
And he wants us to go out into the street.
他想让我们走到街道上去。
Began to give out cups of water.
开始向人们递出这杯生命的水。
In Jesus' name.
奉他的名递出给他们这杯生命的活水。
And he says, when he comes,
他说当他再来的时候，
he'll bring his reward with him.
他会带着他的赏赐。
And he's going to say to us, well done.
他会跟我们说做得好。
Well done, thy good and faithful servant.
良善又忠心的仆人。
Enter into the joys of your master.
来跟你的主人一同坐席吧。
And that alone is enough. Amen.
这个赏赐就已经足够了，不是吗？
When we make it home to that city.
当我们跟主同在，回到天家的时候。
And all of God's people.
神的子民们都在一起。
Of every color and tongue and tribe.
说各种语言的，就各种肤色的，都是神的子民，都是我们的兄弟姐妹。
Out of every nation of the world.
从世界上的各个国家。
From the east and the west and the north and the south.
从东西南北各个方向。
He gathers all his children home.
神的儿女们都聚集在一起，回了家。
And he says, "Well done."
他说做得好。
It'll be worth it all.
这实在是能够值得我们所做的一切。
So church.
所以教会。
God has blessed you.
神还已经祝福了你们。
But he wants you to be a blessing.
他希望你们也成为一个祝福。
Take the abundant resources he's given you.
我们已经有足够的资源，他给了我们丰富的资源。
And continue to do what you're doing.
这我让我们来拿着这些资源去继续去做我们应当做的事情。
Give out cups of water.
给周围的人分享这杯生命的活水。
In Jesus' name.
奉主的名。
It is a very great privilege of mine.
对我来讲
to have some time to know a man such as Brother French.
我觉得是我非常荣幸，我已经跟 Brother French, 这个 Branch 弟兄认识了一段时间。
And his wife, Sister Ann.
我他的太太安安姐妹，也我们都已经是好朋友。
And also Dr. Wingham.
特别还有 Dr. Wingham.
Sister Swartz.
也妈咪，我们的妈咪。
These are my heroes.
他们是我对我来讲是我的英雄。
And they've invested their life in the harvest.
他们已经把他们的生命投资在这个神的这个禾场的丰收上面了。
I'm going to ask Brother French if he'll come.
我想让French 弟兄上来。
And close this part out. I want him to pray for you as a church, pray for us, pray for the mission.
我想
And he can bring greetings if he wishes.
我请 Brother French 弟兄来为我们教会祷告，为我们的事工祷告。
Thank you, Brother Black.
谢谢 Black 弟兄。
The Apostle Paul wrote that the gospel.Is the power of God unto salvation?
保罗使徒保罗是这样写，他说神的话语就是神拯救我们的。这
He meant that when people hear about what Christ has done, many will be saved.
保罗的意思就是说，神当人们听到神所做为我们所做的一切，很多人都会得救。
About 45 years ago.God called me and my wife to preach the gospel to the ends of the earth.
大概在四十五年前，我跟我的太太受到这个呼召，我们要在世界的在地极传讲主的福音。
The leader of the group that I participated in at the time tried to discourage us.
那时候我所服侍的一个福音机构的领导并不认同我的这个呼召，他想告诉我们说不要去。
He predicted failure.
他告诉我说你们会遇到失败的。
He predicted that we would not be successful in that enterprise.
他也跟我们说我们这样做不会成功的。
But God had called us.
但是神已经呼召了我们。
And no matter what our weaknesses was, God was in the business.
所以不论我们的弱点在哪里，神已经是在这件事情中有份了。
And so he led us to Florida.
所以神把我们带到了佛罗里达。
He introduced us to some of you.
而且神也介绍我们，我和我太太认识了你们中间的一些人。
And he gave us the vision.
而且神给了我们这样的一个意向。
Of reaching beyond.Our home and people that we were acquainted with.
神呼召我们要我们的眼光要看远一点，超越我们周围所认识的人、熟悉的环境。
He led us to Russia.
他把我们带到俄罗斯。
And to other countries of Eastern Europe and.
还有东欧的别的国家。
To Africa.
啊，甚至去了非洲。
But he.Did not lead us to every nation of the world.
神没有让我们去这个世界上的每一个国家。
He reserved it for Sister Swartz.
他神把那个任务已经都预定给妈咪去做了。
And brother and sister, your pastor here.
给了我们的母亲牧师跟师母，让他给神已经预定他们去做这份工作。
But he gave us the privilege of having a part.A part of the preaching of the gospel.
但是神给我们了一个任务，就是在他们的事工之中，我们也要传讲福音。在这件事情上，我们有份。
And we are not sorry.
我们也不觉得难过，神没有把我们派到别的任何一个国家。
We have seen many who have given their hearts to Christ because of the preaching of the gospel.
我们看到这因为福音的广传，我们看到很多人把自己的心给了耶稣基督。
And here is this beautiful church.
我们看到这么美丽的一个教会。
And all of you that are here.
我们看到教会里的这么多弟兄姐妹。
And God has reached out beyond what little we could do.
神已经超所做的已经超越了我们所能做的一切。
And today, God has stretched the gospel to, through the ministries of the various people here and others related, to five continents.
我们今天我们尽管是一个小教会一个小社区我们所接触的施工已经接触了已经到了世界的五大洲了。
And 28 countries.
28个国家。
Do you think it was worth it?
你相信我们所做的一切是值得的吗?
I believe it was worth it. Is that Brother Wingham? Yeah, he's one of them.
一切都值得，因为我们那位弟兄也是跟这个施工有份的。
And Brother and Sister Black and Sister Schwartz.
妈咪师母还有Black 姐妹。
And your two missionaries in China this morning, Chris.And Crystal.
还有我们自己的宣教士齐勇跟冯晶。
I am thrilled beyond my measure.
我想到这一切，我心里简直我的激动都无以言表。
To see how you have picked up the vision and are carrying it on and in the future.
而且看到以后当看到日后的这个意向的时候，我看到我们大家已经继续在我们这样去做我们的有意义的施工。
God will use your vision and your labors.
神在用我们的劳动，神在用我们的意向。
And the money you give.
而且我们就做出的经济上的支持。
To preach the gospel to the ends of the earth.
神告诉我们的给我们的大使命就是要在地极宣讲他的福音。
None of us knows where the Holy Spirit will lead in the future.
我们每个人没有一个人知道日后这个主的这个灵圣灵会把我们领到什么方向什么国家。
I want to urge you to keep your heart open to His voice.
但是我想要鼓励大家的就是把我们的心打开去听神的话。
I wish I could convey to you what the leader of my group told my wife and me. Utter failure is what he predicted.
我想要跟大家讲，就四十五年前，我当时所服侍的那个机构的领导是怎么样来预测我跟我太太以后肯定会失败。
But it wasn't me and my wife that succeeded.
但是我跟我太太也许并没有成功。
It was the Holy Spirit.
而是神的圣灵。
Who that Paul predicted would be instrumental.In preaching the gospel to the ends of the earth.
那是神的圣灵的工作，他可以把这个主的福音传到地极。
I praise the Lord for all that this church has done.
我为这个教会所做的一切赞美感谢我们的主。
I praise the Lord for Sister Schwartz and Brother and Sister the pastors of the church.
我为我们教会的牧师师母还有我们的妈咪师母来赞美感谢主。
And I praise the Lord for David Black and Christina.
我也赞美主为我们的 brother David 弟兄和姐妹。
For Chris and Crystal that are this morning.
为我们在中国一直为我们前线工作的齐勇跟冯金。
Preaching the gospel in China.
他们在国内在做传播福音的工作。
And so I want to urge you to be faithful to the vision that God gives.
我想要鼓励大家要忠实于我们神所赐给我们的意向。
Let's bow our heads for prayer.
我们一起来低头祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
我们感谢你。
For your call.
我们感谢你对我们的呼召。
We thank you for your faithfulness to the call.
我们感谢主，你对这个呼召你是忠实的。
We thank you that it's not our vision or our labor that will benefit, but that you yourself have a plan and a program for everybody here.
主啊， 我们不是依赖于我们自己的意向，我们自己的事工，我们自己的工作，主啊，我们是靠你的圣灵来引导我们中间的每一个人。
And we pray that you will help us to be faithful to the vision you give us.
主啊，我们真是祷告求主，你让我们有忠心，为对你的事工有忠心。
Keep our hearts open to your voice.
让我们的心能够一直是打开的，能够听到你的声音。
Thank you, Lord, for what you have done in the past.
主啊，我们感谢你在过去做的所做的一切。
Through this church and the missionaries that have gone out from this church.
通过这个教会和这个教会所派遣的宣教士们。
Thank you for those who are preaching the gospel this morning.
我也感谢就今天早上为你在宣讲福音的这些弟兄姐妹们。
Call others to join them.
也呼召别的人能够加入他们。
Help each of us to keep our hearts and ears open to the voice of the Spirit.
主啊，帮助我们每一个人能打开我们的耳，打开我们的心，能够听到圣灵的话语。
Raise up others to hear and obey.
也让我们能够带动别的人一起来听你的话语，来顺服你。
Bless Brother Black and Sister Black.
祝福Black 弟兄和
and all others who are involved.
还有很许许多多能够跟我们的事工有份的这些弟兄姐妹。
And we shall give you the praise, for we ask it in Jesus' name.
我们赞美主，
Amen.
我们奉主的名，奉耶稣基督的名来赞美主。Amen.
Amen.